This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers want to ban anyone who oversees elections from making false statements related to voting. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill was introduced 2 days after the top election official in Mesa County was charged with multiple felonies after allegedly tampering with her county's voting equipment. Matt Crane heads the Bipartisan County Clerks Association.
It was important for the public, for Coloradans, to hear from the County Clerks Association, from our folks, that we won't stand for this kind of thing. Insider threats have no place in our elections, and it undermines public confidence.
The measure requires counties to store voting equipment in a secure area only accessible by key card and under constant video surveillance. It also adds more training for election workers and clerks, whistleblower protections, as well as increasing the penalty if someone is found guilty of a security breach. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill to secure the right to an abortion in Colorado law passed the state house Monday. The bill, supported by Democrats, now moves to the state Senate. Colorado State University women's basketball plays this week at the Women's National Invitation Tournament. They'll be joined by Air Force and rival Wyoming. CSU plays Portland Friday. The Colorado Avalanche is missing its team captain and leading scorer. Gabriel Landeskog had knee surgery Monday. The Avs are in first place in the NHL Western Conference. They play tonight in Los Angeles. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.